Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome one, welcome all.
Hello, what are you doing? Today, we are going to talk about the Mermaid Riot of 1867.
Yes, we are.
We are going to Charleston, South Carolina, where Dr. William G. Trott has just opened an apothecary. Fun fact, he opened it in a house called the John Lining House, which was actually built in the 1700s. And this house survived the Civil War. Now, if you go back to the Hunley episode, you know a little bit about what was happening in the Civil War and the fact that Charleston was basically blockaded and there were fires.
Yeah.
There was burning and everything. But this house that sits at current day 106 Broad Street survived the Civil War, apart from its doors being blown off at one point. But that was replaced, and it still stands today.
Nice.
So, Dr. William G. Trott has opened his apothecary, and despite being a new establishment, and apothecaries at the time being few and far between in the Reconstruction South, does not see a customer for 3 days. Now, this is a problem. So, he asks his very first customer, "What's up, girl?
Right.
What's going on? Where's everybody at? And she tells him that there is a Gullah Geechee root worker who services the area already. Now, this was quite the treat to go down this rabbit hole. Gullah Geechee is a culture of West African slaves, now freed, who settled in the outlying islands and low country of South Carolina, Gullah, and Georgia coast, Geechee.
That's like the Savannah area in Georgia, right?
Yes. So if you can consider it like low country, marshes, swampy areas is what we're looking at. They kind of settled in the outlying areas. They had their own, you know, it's kind of this mesh between like Southern Baptist and root worker.
Yeah.
Think hoodoo.
Yeah.
Is where we're going. And if you've ever watched, when you were a kid, the program Gullah Island, that is the Gullah Geechee people.
That, I'm a little bit older. My brother's watched it, and I've been singing the song in my head while we've been sitting here.
Love that little pollywog. So, the emphasis around there is going to be on root work, on, you know, spiritual healing, but also plant-based healing and or magic.
Right. But not like the black magic voodoo kind.
No,
voodoo and hoodoo are two different things.
Two very different things. And don't you get them twisted.
Right.
Because that is offensive. Oftentimes, the white people would even visit these root doctors kind of in secret because it was much cheaper than going to a traditional apothecary doctor. And during Reconstruction, nobody had money.
Right.
Nobody had money. Because if they did have money, it was the Confederate money, which was useless once they're back in the United
not
States.
Not worth the paper they were printed on.
Exactly. So, Dr. Trott says, okay, gotcha. I got to figure out how to get people in this shop. And so, he starts collecting specimens in jars, and he makes several aquariums, which were few and far between in the day. And he also boasts this magic show where he's going to reveal this mermaid. Now, when Dr. Trout debuts his new attraction to everybody, which, by the way, is heavily inspired by, like, P.T. Barnum.
Yeah.
He's basically cobbled together a couple of poor creatures.
Not to bring this back to Savannah, but you can actually see these creatures at the Grayface Museum in Savannah on the Riverwalk.
You sure can. So he cobbles together this mermaid out of, like, a fish.
Yeah.
Probably like a monkey.
Yeah.
Like, because if you think about, like, the Fiji mermaid, have you ever heard of that? Very much that.
And, like, okay. They're terrifying, honestly. Yeah. They're scary looking.
So word gets around of this, and the Gullah people immediately alarmed. Because for the Gullah people, mermaids are sacred.
Okay.
There's an entity called Mama Wata, or Mother Water.
Okay.
Who is depicted as a mermaid, sometimes with a snake around her, sometimes not.
Okay, so
and basically, she represents the water, so the ocean that is very close. And she will bring prosperity or vengeance, depending on how you treat
her. And mermaids are mean. Like, if you ever, any type of legend, mermaids are, like, vindictive. Legends,
like, they pull sailors under. Yeah. They drown men in all kinds of things. And the local root doctor actually goes to Dr. Trot and says, if you don't get rid of this mermaid, something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to warn you.
And
here.
Trot's like, yeah, okay. Because he is still saying, like, I put this thing together myself. This ain't no real mermaid.
Right.
But I think it's more that he is making money off of a mermaid's name.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was failing to see that, like, hoax or not,
right?
You, like, don't you do this.
Yeah, we actually take the shit serious.
Right. Well, in June of 1867, a hurricane comes to town, hits Charleston for 4 days straight, stays just hovering.
Oh, I've heard about this before.
Charleston, like, for 4 days straight. And the Gullah people know exactly why.
Yeah. Like, I think flooding was, like, really bad. Like, it was
bad.
Super dangerous.
And it wasn't until a young boy was killed in the flooding until the Gullah people actually go to city council and say, hey, we know exactly why this is happening.
Right. We tried to tell him.
Yeah. We tried to tell Dr. Trot. He won't listen. He won't let her go. The Gullah people cite that they believe that this is Mama Wata raging war because he has one of her children captive. Okay.
Yeah.
So, city council says, Trot, you better let this mermaid go. City council.
And he's like, well, what am I going to do with it? Because I made this. So, you want me to just
exactly,
go throw it in the
water? They're like, hey, you got to let it go. Or you're going to get a big ass fine and probably some jail time if you don't.
There.
500 Gullah community members show up at Trot's door saying, let her go.
Yeah.
Trot basically is like, hey, it's made up. Like, there's nothing to let go. Like, I can flop this thing out of this case, but
yeah,
nothing's going to happen. About the time that Trot is addressing the crowd, the storm intensifies immensely. And the flooding ramps up. And everything in that house gets tossed.
Yeah.
In the floodwaters that are now raging around these 500 people.
Right.
Dr. Trot. And in the storm where everything is getting tossed and things are breaking, jars and stuff's floating by, witnesses say they see the mermaid leave. They see her tank tip over. They see her swim away. And wouldn't you know it? The storm stops. And she swims off. And that is the end of the mermaid tale of the mermaid riot of 1867.
Did she swim off? Did they put power into her? What, did she just kind of, like, float off? I wish they could have saw my face when I just did that. But, like,
yeah, but how weird is it that this storm absolutely wreaks fucking havoc on Charleston for 4 days?
Then just
when's
stops.
The last time you heard of a hurricane just stopping over a one place for 4 days? They keep going, man. And the mermaid's gone, and yeah, boom.
It's fine. Huh. And 500 people, that's a lot of people. That's terrifying. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And there are firsthand witness accounts of this. There have been books written about this. Like, this is a historical account of the mermaid riot of 1867. Oh. And can we talk about the city council, the very white city council, right, of Charleston, post-Civil War, said, hey, they're right. These black people, they're telling the truth. You better let that mermaid go.
I was trying to see if there was like a drawing of it, but
there's not much accounts of the actual mermaid.
Yeah.
Just more of what happened, like what she caused.
Well,
but there are a lot of depictions of, you know, the West African Gullah Geechee version of a mermaid.
Well, which that's exactly pretty much what I expected it to look like. But you can't, don't mess with people's religions. And if, I mean, they told you to stop, so.
And you didn't. You did a lot of fucking around and then you found out.
Yeah. So, I mean, you deserved it.
Yeah. And you don't see much account of like Dr. Trot's apothecary after that.
I'd pick up and move.
Yeah, I'd have to go.
Yeah. But that's really interesting.
Yeah. Nice. Learn something new every day.
Every day.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.